Roll the dice, take your bet. Written by Verse and read by Fens and Marshes for day 23 of Qiongcheng Love Month. One day, Qiongcheng wakes up suddenly and three facts register to him. One, he's fallen asleep on his desk again. Two, someone set a blanket on his shoulders, probably what woke him up. And three, he's not alone. He whips around with Zidian at his fingertips, teeth bared, ready to summon lightning, and all he sees is red. Red cloth, specifically. Not blood. Not this time. Too often, but not this time. The man in red smiles, uncaring of the whip in Xiongcheng's hand, and it's a little condescending and a lot sharp. "Don't mind me," he says casually, idly playing with dice in his palm. "I was just stopping by," he says, amusement in his soul eye, as if he had anything to do in Xiongcheng's fucking bedroom. "You should take better care of yourself, sick leader Jiang. Your desk is no place to sleep. Did you even eat dinner today?" he asks, with a tone a lot like a man playing with a puppy. "Someone out there really cares about you, you know?" Qiongcheng narrows his eyes, holding onto Zidian tight. "Sounds a lot like none of your fucking business, stranger." The man in red doesn't seem afraid of him. That's a warning sign in itself. Still, Qiongcheng has a trick or two up his sleeve and he will not hesitate to use them. The man chuckles, sliding two dice between his fingers. "That's true, but I did tell the kid I'd do him a favor and he asked for you, so." He rolls the dice in his palm again, click, click, click against each other. "He's quite the loud ghost, you know. He loves you a lot. Then again, I should have expected that. It was that love that carried him out of the burial mounds, after all," he continues, and Qiongcheng freezes. "Wait." But the man tilts his hand and the dice falls on his floor and, just like that, he's gone. Like everyone else in Qiongcheng's life. Like him, this dead man who apparently thinks he should care about him, even from the grave. End of story. Thank you for listening.